Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode, episode 343, marks the 8th of December of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1864, the Clifton Suspension Bridge, designed by Isambard Kingdom Brunel, was finally opened in Bristol, England, 5 years after his death. Isambard Kingdom Brunel, the famous engineer and train person, then went on to play the Godfather in a number of Dancy Lagarde romantic novels. And on this date, in 1952, the first television acknowledgement of the act of pregnancy occurred. Before that, everything, I guess, was delivered by the stork. Your guest today on the podcast knows a lot about storks. Tiff Stevenson, stork wrangler, dick deflector, welcome back to the show.
Am I now a stork specialist? I mean, why not?
I mean, everything you do is not just special, but the specialist.
Yes, yeah. I am good. I haven't had to wrangle so many dicks, haven't had to deflect so many because, you know, we've just been in another lockdown. So we're easing back out into the public now. So now I've got to get my skills back up. I should have kept in training. But there are plenty of dicks about. And by the way, that is dicks, not just the physical actual member, but just people who are dicks.
Well, speaking of inexplicable people, you will be bringing us our top story today, which is aliens news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the octopus people of New Zealand have embraced Rudy Giuliani as a symbol of human cephalopod relations after he appeared on camera apparently spontaneously squishing ink out of the sides of his head, a symbol of great fertility to the octopus people. Man out of time and political metaphor for milk that's out of date but not quite off yet, Donald Trump has increased Giuliani's security detail in order to prevent him being taken by octopus people poachers hoping to use his juices as an aphrodisiac. How much of a risk that actually is, given the octopus people's public commitment to friendly relations with the people of the world and their recent announcement of open borders to all human tourists, we can never know. Tiff, are you worried for Rudy Giuliani's safety in the face of his apparent delicious juiciness?
I'm worried about any octopus mafia, because as we know, Rudy Giuliani likes to take down the capo regime. So good Rudy, before he went totally bad. I don't know what happened to Rudy Giuliani, but once upon a time, he was the man who was dealing with the aftermath of 9/11. He was the man who took down a bunch of capos. He took down the mob. That was who Rudy Giuliani was. And recently, he's become someone who fondles his genitals in a Borat movie and oozes out. Is it There's a film, I think it might be Fifth Element, where Gary Oldman sweats hair dye. So, you know, this is who he's become.
Meanwhile, in news closer to home, scientists have discovered that you are not your own worst enemy. Your own worst enemy is called Stan Funkbridge, and he lives in the top floor of a small duplex in Milton Keynes. He hates you and everything you stand for, and his life's mission is to make everything you do less good. When you wake in the night with a start, that is Stanley somewhere breathing your name. When your favourite t-shirt gets a hole in it, that's Stanley putting a pin in the corkboard on which he has pinned all your failures and compromises into a map of your misery. When a raindrop goes directly down the back of your collar, that's Stan masturbating furiously at the thought of your discomfort.
Why is Stan so horrible?
And a classic science fiction author was amazed today when nothing they'd ever predicted came true. Olaf Gorblatjensen, whose works include The Hat That Ate Everything and Smooth Elmo, No Tickles for the Shaven Beast, said in his blog, "Star Trek predicted the mobile phone. Everyone else predicted the internet. But for me, nothing. Totally wrong. Even about the sex frogs." Before angrily refusing to explain in the comment section of his blog what the sex frogs were and in which of his novels they appeared. Gorblatjensen plans to spitefully connect electrodes to a hen to see if he can get it to squawk all of Handel's Messiah, the plot of his underappreciated 1962 novella Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road, in order to get to its rehearsal for a solo chicken concert of all of Handel's Messiah. Have you ever read any Olaf Gorblatjensen, Tiff?
No.
No. No, that's... I'm afraid that's what 90% of his audience says. The premise, I think, of that novel was that a lot of hats have been eaten when unlikely things have happened, that people said that they would eat their hat if it ever happened. And so this it was the vengeance of the hats was the premise. So it was very derivative of the Day of the Triffids, and it was panned in all the media. But it does have its aficionados.
Yeah. Okay, well, can you get me a copy after this podcast recording? Is it available to download?
Almost certainly not. Okay. Because not only he was so angry that he hadn't predicted the internet that he refused to have any of his books published online.
Right. Oh, okay. So I'm just going to have to go. It'll be like searching for a scroll, an ancient scroll, and I will make it my mission in 2021 to find a copy of The Hat That Ate Everything.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if you don't know what happiness is, we'll try to tell you. If you want to stick something to something with some glue, but don't want to melt a whole horse to get it, try Tiny Horse Glue Factory Glue. Exclusively made from tiny horses, we sell glue sticks in tiny, small, and miniature sizes, as well as regular and large sizes, though if you do get the regular sizes, you have to think about the fact that more small horses died per glue stick, statistically speaking, so you've got to think about how much you really want to get into scrapbooking, Martha, don't you? Tiny Horse Glue Factory Glue, available online now. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Paranoia. Paranoia coming soon to you.
Or is it?
And if you're looking for the perfect weapon to win an argument online, whether it's with a stranger, being startlingly idiotic, or a Facebook acquaintance, you'll need this one simple trick. Take your phone or device, place it horizontally on the nearest surface, stretch your neck, shoulders, traps, delts, and lats, but leave your triceps tighter than the perfect reaction gif. Draft your response in a notes application, stand fully upright, say the response out loud, delete it from your app, and then go get half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. Get your f***ing priorities straight.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Last Post.
And that's your ad section for today. Now it's time for your top story. Aliens news. Tiff Stevenson, you've had some very unexplained incidents in your life. Unidentified flying objects, though 90% of them were dicks.
Yes.
What is happening in the world of aliens right now?
I'm not the only one, by the way, that has experienced this UFO phenomenon. My mate Gavin once spotted glowing lights deep in the Welsh countryside, but he was pilled up and it turns out it was the underneath of an XR2. I mean, there's been a couple of spottings recently. I'm sort of welcoming our alien overlords at this point, really, of the pandemic. We need some kind of intervention.
Why are they going to be lords? Alien overladies?
You know, well, I'm saying
gender norms,
yeah,
onto
the aliens. Yeah, true. I want to be a lord. I want to be a laird. Mm. In fact, I want to be a laird. That's what I want to be. So there's been a couple. Well, there's two things that have happened. One is the UFO sighting of alien spaceship aboard the International Space Station has just been revealed to be Russian urine. So astronaut Tim Peake, I don't know if you've heard about this, said the bizarre incident took place during his time aboard the ISS. And he recalled the moment he thought he saw a UFO in space when he became the first British astronaut to join the ISS. For 6 months in 2015, he said he saw three lights moving in formation before they were joined by a fourth. We were perplexed until we realised that what we thought were the faraway lights of alien spaceships were actually very close, small droplets. What was happening was liquid was leaking out of a Russian probe vehicle, crystallising instantly and reflecting the light. What we were seeing was Russian urine, and Donald Trump definitely had a wank at the idea of that. So yeah, so what we think are significant discoveries in unidentified flying objects just turn out to be piss. You know, the other story that I heard similar to this was someone was sat in their garden and a sort of big crash happened and they'd got hit by a block of urine that had been dropped out of a plane's. Does it come out of the fuselage? I don't know where it comes out of. Anyway, that had been dropped from the sky. So piss in space. So that's happened there. And in Utah, obviously, there was a monolith that appeared mysteriously and then disappeared mysteriously. And people were thinking it was maybe an alien probe. There were talks around it saying it could be the first sign of an alien base underground or a sign that aliens needed an antennae-like device to allow other aliens to sort of lock onto their location. And then people going, it looks 100% alien to me, you know, experts in things that look 100% alien. But the structure has vanished, and this is what's amazing. The Utah monolith had vanished, disappeared. Visitors to the site said it was there on Friday, but Saturday it was gone, and someone had written in the dirt, bye bitch. And there was a fresh pee stain right next to it. So I like that if it was aliens that took it back, they're aware of internet speak. Also that they're kind of like the statue defenders in the UK. Like, in order to protect something, you must piss near it to mark your territory.
Yes, this monolith was luring in the speculative fictioneers among newscasters. It appeared again in Romania and then on the top of a large place in California and disappeared. And I think we can either assume that it's a beautiful art piece talking about the interconnectedness of human nature even in these troubled times, or it is going to be like an ad campaign for triangular metal dildos. Like, those are the options.
Well, here's the thing. How come that bloody thing's allowed to travel without a vaccination certificate? But I'm not. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed at art travelling the world when I'm currently confined to one country.
Yeah, you're a work of art, Tiff. Why can't you be travelling around?
I am. That's true. I mean, Trump might end up on the moon come January. I mean, there's very few places left that he's going to be welcome at this point. He was talking about going to Scotland.
Very few places where he knows he'll be allowed to play golf.
Yeah, I wonder like how many pars there are on the moon, you know, craters. Will they bring them in at a par 4 par 5? I don't know. So anyway, the point is, I think he should go to the moon, because that's he talked about wanting to go back there. You know, maybe Trump is literally the illegal alien that he's been currently trying to rid America of, but like a Men in Black style alien wearing human skin, which Trump peels off to reveal a cockroach, and then all we need to defeat Trump for good is just a massive shoe. Sounds like a good plan.
Didn't they try that with George Bush?
Yeah, shoes. Coming from US president since whatever year that was that happened.
That's all the time we have for your top story today, and we do not have time for letters to the editor, but thank you for listening to the show. You've been listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With less than a month left until the end of the year, if you haven't shared us with your friends on social media or bought merch, you're a coward without the courage of your convictions. Your guest today on the podcast was the magnificent Tiff Stevens. And Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Oh, what could I plug? Watch Old Rope online, coming up, shows on Zoom, some stuff on Instagram. So follow all my social medias. Subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'm putting some stuff up on that. And hopefully Alice will be back doing some of those bits and pieces, so check those out.
Yes, and if you are a listener and who enjoys video content, perhaps put a pin in your calendar for the 20th of December. There might be a Last Post special edition coming soon to be confirmed. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. Buy merch, buy merch, buy merch. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is his hench thug, the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.